Back in Afghanistan, the country's interim government is trying to disarm the militias and fighters who've been patrolling the streets of Kabul ever since the Taliban fled the city in November. The government of Prime Minister Hamid Karzai announced yesterday that no unauthorized person may carry weapons in Kabul. It wants troops to withdraw to barracks. NPR's Jackie Lydon reports that some armed men are leaving the city, but Kabul is still far from safe.
2 months ago, Commander Haji Bayali was fighting with the Northern Alliance on the Shamali Plain just north of Kabul. But when he came into the city, he became commander of a neighborhood district, Wazir Akbar Khan, one of the nicer parts of Kabul. His men could often be seen on the streets with weapons, no more. He's part of the commission authorized by the Interior Ministry, going around Kabul, clearing out soldiers and gunmen from the city. And he started, he said, a couple of days ago with his own unit.
I had in my base 10 people who were armed with rockets, Kalashnikov and other machine guns. But after they made this announcement, I have only one armed man who is like my guard. And now they are all moved to the outskirts of the Kabul city, except for this one man who will be carrying guns. If any of my men are caught with a gun, the gun would be taken from them.
Right down the street from Commander Bayali is Commander Zafiro, who polices his block for another factional leader. However, Commander Zafiro says that his men, too, are ready to follow the interim government's orders.
We also have agreed that we will lay down our guns, and we are all working for peace, and we all like peace.
Both these commanders are grizzled veterans in their 40s. They may be ready to lay down arms. They may also know that to say otherwise would be risky. And withdrawing soldiers to barracks might make Kabul look like less of a town of gunslingers, as Prime Minister Karzai put it in a speech last night. Yet there are very few police to keep the peace, and a UN official said today that the police needed food and clothing. And the situation in the countryside is much worse. Hatter, a driver, will only drive before noon now because of the armed men and chains across the road.
I don't feel safe at all when I'm traveling and when people are stopping me and ask for money. I cannot argue with them and say, why should I give you money? Because I'm frightened that they might kill me.
The bus drivers say, yes, a driver was killed a few weeks ago. They robbed the passengers of whatever they like, down to the rings on their fingers. They make us pay fines, says another driver, and they fine all my passengers whatever they please. One driver delivers the ultimate dispiriting assessment, nostalgia for the Taliban.
When the Taliban were here, there were no robberies and the roads were much safer. We could travel 12 o'clock at night, 1 o'clock at night, day and night, and there were no problems. But the only problem that we had with the Taliban were when some would have trimmed their beard and all those sort of things.
It's not that the drivers want the Taliban back, but a reflection of how much the Afghan people want the Karzai administration to make their life safer. And though armed men may have been pulled back to forts or barracks, it's entirely unclear how many are being disarmed in this three-day push. Abdul Hadi is a commander in the 52nd Division of the Northern Alliance, now in barracks.
We don't know exactly how many men are here, but mostly just a few people from each group are here. For instance, there are about 120 men that belong to us, our group, but just six of them are staying in this place.
And every one of them is armed.
Yes, we all have our own guns and our own Kalashnikovs with us.
Commander Abdul Hadi says his men haven't been told yet what to do with them. Jackie Lydon, NPR News, Kabul.